Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Post Acute Point of View podcast, our discussion hub for healthcare technology in the out-of-hospital space. Here, we talk about the latest news and views on trends and innovations that can impact the way post-acute care providers work. We'll also dive into how technology can make a difference in today's changing healthcare landscape for home and facility-based workers and the people they care for. Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Post-Acute Point of View podcast. I'm Rob Stoltz. I'm the Senior Business Director here at Matrix Care. Today, we're excited to have our new partners at Taleo, Matt Schaulberg and Luca Ventura. And, you know, we're going to get started off right away. And I'll just ask maybe each of you to introduce yourself and your role to us. That would be great. Matt, we can get started with you.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate the opportunity to be on the podcast with you guys. So my name is Matt Schaulberg. I'm the CEO and co-founder here at Taleo. Been in the post-acute space for, coming up on a little over 12 years now. First joined in post-acute at Forcura back in 2012. I ran sales and growth over there for a number of years until about 2018. And then started 2019, started Taleo with Luca.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm Luca Ventura, CTO and co-founder at Taleo, and my background is primarily on the engineering side. So as Matt mentioned, we actually met at Forcura before leaving and founding Taleo.
Excellent. Good to have you both here with us. Happy to have this partnership off and going. This is a great way to just make people familiar with who you guys are and what we're going to be doing together. So maybe we can start off, and I'll throw it up to either one of you, whoever wants to jump in, about just telling us a little bit about how Taleo came to be. We know you started in the home healthcare industry and have been in it for a while, but Taleo specifically, how did it get started? Just give us your story.
Sure. Yeah, Rob, I can take that one. And so really the idea behind Taleo, when we were thinking about what we wanted to build and what kind of product and company we wanted to build, we were looking at the problems in post-acute, so home health, hospice, and we realized that there's really this growing need and demand for services and the aging population. And this is, again, kind of circa 2019 time period. And so we kind of saw that as a really big just demand and stressor when it came to being able to provide those services. So really clinician capacity. And we kind of saw that wave coming down the pipe. And then obviously things got turned around with COVID in 2020 shortly thereafter. And it really only extenuated that goal and challenge around staffing constraints. And so for us, when we first launched Taleo, our goal was to figure out why were staff leaving? How can we help staff prevent them from leaving? What can you do to make their jobs and lives easier? And so really that was kind of the idea behind Taleo, building technology to help augment clinicians, understand their key pain points and administrative burdens so that way they could do more with less. We could attract more talent to this space to provide really the growing demands for services. And so we've continued to build different technologies and things like that over the past few years. And then now with our latest product that we're working on in conjunction with Matrix Care, really excited about, that's really what shoved us into this direction of building out amazing technology really for clinicians to help them do more with less.
Yeah, and if I remember right, it's always been a focus for you to talk about employee retention and how do we keep those employees and how do we optimize staff, keep them on board, optimize them. That's always been kind of a passion of yours since I remember meeting you years ago. So good to see that we're able to do it that way. And, maybe we can transition into, letting people know, what is Taleo about? Like, what problem are you trying to solve overall and how are you going about doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. So for us now, really what we actually uncovered, so I'm glad you actually brought that up, Rob, about employee engagement. So one of the things we actually did early on was we collected a lot of data as to what clinicians were having problems with, what were their main pain points and issues. And with that, one of the things that kept coming up over and over again was documentation. The amount of regulatory burden that is put on our space and then obviously pushed down to the clinicians, that really has forced us to look at what are the pain points clinicians doing, what are the frustrations that they have associated with documentation. And so really from the past 3 years now, and since 2021, 100% of our development focus and business focus has been really solving documentation. So one of our core ethos that we view very strongly is marching towards documentation zero. So we actually dubbed our product called Doc Zero. And what we are building out is technology to really augment the clinician in a way where they can use their voice and other modalities to capture clinical documentation. So that way we can progressively reduce the amount of manual documentation that clinicians are doing, but still maintaining quality, still maintaining compliance, still maintaining all the regulatory components and care coordination components that are required, but doing it in a way where now we're giving the clinician tools to capture that information as easily and seamless as possible in a really innovative and creative manner.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like, you know, through this industry, there's always been a couple of options, right, where you would try to make clinicians more effective, and it would then in turn kind of make the agency back office a little less effective, right? So it feels like maybe what you're doing is striking this balance where you're kind of doing the front end of that and making it more effective while keeping the back office still streamlined.
Yeah, absolutely. And Luca, maybe if you want to kind of share a little bit your thoughts on kind of how we're approaching that from a technology perspective, that'd be great.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, with all the advancements in generative AI, it seems like there's really been just this new wave of tools that have been coming out. But we've kind of looked at it from a different perspective, which is, you know, how can we leverage obviously the latest and greatest that's coming out in the generative AI space specifically in order to build these tools that help augment clinicians? But we're not focused on a specific modality, right? So right now we have a big focus around voice and how can we use voice-based AI and tools to help augment clinicians, but we're not looking at it only from that perspective. So we're also still looking at it from, you know, more like a traditional machine learning perspective and how can we pull in many different types of technologies that we can in order to help drive that back office efficiency and help reduce that manual documentation for clinicians.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Luca, because, you know, I've looked at technology and we've seen it out there before. And, you know, there's technology that, you know, kind of just prompts you through things, right? Question, answer kind of scenario. There's other technology out there that kind of can, obviously your everybody's phone that does this kind of just translates what they say, but it's really that machine learning and AI that is bringing it into the forefront from a productivity standpoint, right?
Right. And historically, speech to text has kind of been what people think of whenever they think of voice AI, if you will. But where we're going is a completely different direction than that traditional speech to text, where you have to be very articulate in what you say because it captures exactly what you're saying. I know we've all used the Siri and things like that on the iPhone keyboard and done that with dictation. And I can always tell when someone sends me a text message that they dictated because words are always completely they just don't make sense, right? You might get a message in it from someone where the words just don't fit in the sentence. And that's really where what we're doing with our voice-based generative AI is to really just clean that up. So we have multiple different QA models that will actually run on our backend in order to clean up that note that a clinician does with our platform and really give a really strong and cohesive, you know, note that doesn't have a lot of those nuances and those issues that they have with speech to text, which is why we find the adoption of our product to be a lot higher than those speech to text-based products.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And I think some people would still argue that the results are better than my texting, but we'll save that conversation for a different day. So let's think about maybe share with folks where you are and kind of, I think more importantly, the kinds of things that you're doing, but just as importantly, the feedback that you're getting as you've deployed this kind of technology in the field. And, you know, is it what you expected? Is it different than what you expected? Interested on your perspective there.
Yeah, I'm happy to kind of share some details. So I've actually had the opportunity to do a ride along with a clinician and do visits in the patient's home and kind of see what their day in the life looks like. So it was really amazing and eye-opening to have that experience. And one of the things when we first started working with clinicians and understanding their workflows is that they're very nuanced in how they work. And so when we designed the technology, we wanted to make it dead simple, very easy to use, and use it where someone who is a, you know, millennial, younger clinician that maybe is getting into the peak of their clinical expertise to an older clinician who maybe a few years from retirement, but still in the game and wanting to work and engage with patients. We knew we needed to develop the technology to be adhere to both of those scenarios. And so by doing ride-alongs, talking with clinicians, really in the early days of development of the technology, we were able to build it so that way, in a way, it is very intuitive and easy for them to use. So one thing, Rob, that's really cool is we actually, when we get like a support request come through for various things or even engage with, you know, clinical managers kind of in our check-in meetings, we get unsolicited feedback that are testimonials from field staff. These are RNs, these are PTs, social workers, literally just unprompted saying, you know, thanks for the support request. We really appreciate it. By the way, I'm absolutely loving the product. My notes have never been better and all this stuff. And so I actually have a file on my computer where every single time I get one of those emails, and it's been dozens now, I get those, I just take it, I put it in that file, and we have, you know, this whole collection. So we think we might do something cool with that in the future. We're not sure exactly what, but that definitely surprised us, because usually when you build technology and it satisfies a need, you know, people get used to it very quickly and then they don't really appreciate technology anymore. I know we're all guilty of that. You know, it's the hedonic adaptation where, you know, I wanted that thing really bad and then finally I got it and I don't appreciate it anymore. But to hear the impact that we're having on clinicians' lives and the satisfaction that we're able to provide them in the work that they do so they can focus more on patient care or on their family and not documentation after hours, that's really been huge. And honestly, I'd say surprising so far and the impact we've had at the current state we're in, and we know it's only going to get better as we continue to work with you guys and continue to build out the technology more and more.
Yeah, it's nice to hear too, because as someone who's been in this space for so long, I mean, you know, the clinical apprehension towards technology is always out there, right? And it seems like from a regulatory standpoint, things like that, they're asked to be do more and more from that standpoint. Sometimes they leverage and think, hey, that's the technology making me do that. But there's just a ton of regulatory stuff. So if we're actually applying technology, it gives them a break on that and really lets them get advantage is a nice change. So it's great to hear that that's a really valued aspect of what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And one extra thing, Rob, I want to call out on the impact we've been having. We actually just recently launched a case study with one of our hospice agencies, and they were able to reduce their average documentation time for their routine visits from about an hour down to 25 minutes or less. So nearly 60% savings that they're seeing with that.
Wow, that's amazing. Nice to hear. And you know, for this industry that's facing those challenges and trying to do the best with their resources and trying not to stress out the resources that they do have too much. Really a nice advance and a good story here. So I'll dig into that a little bit more. Thanks for the reference, Luca. I am curious, we just created this partnership. We both see some synergies in working with each other, but maybe you guys can share a little bit about how you view what we're going to be doing together is different than maybe what you've seen in the industry or what, you know, other visions may be out there, that doing it together gives us a bit more leverage.
Yeah, for sure. So Rob, with the partnership that we have at Matrix Care, we're really excited about this. And the reason why is because it gives us the ability to use voice in this kind of new modality for doing documentation, but not just doing it for kind of unstructured documentation, like narrative notes and coordination and communication, things like that. What it really does is it allows us to unlock the ability to use voice and other methods and processes to capture clinical documentation that's structured. So we have things like whether it's medication reconciliation, vitals, you know, assessment questions, checkbox forms that we have to fill out. You know, we've developed a really robust technology where we can have high quality documentation and do it in a way where we're able to answer those structured data questions with a seamless experience for the clinician. And so what's really unique, and I think this is probably what is most exciting about, you know, this partnership with you guys, is the ability to do that inside Matrix Care. And so right now there's a lot of noise and a lot of things going on in this space in terms of kind of AI and voice. And I think a lot of people have their ears perked up and are listening, but there's a lot going on. And I think there's going to be a lot left wanting. You know, people are promising technologies, and I think the technology is there, but the last mile of how do we actually have this work with the core technology platforms that run agencies, that's a huge, huge problem. And I don't think all technologies are going to be able to, you know, even as great as the AI could be, it's not going to be able to really deliver that unless we have that last mile. And so with what we're doing with you guys, is that last mile. It's going to be this ability to have the technology that we're developing and continue to push around using voice to do documentation and augmenting the clinician in that way, but doing it in a way where it's native into the care clinical capturing application, that's MatrixCare. And so what that's going to do is it really enable tremendous productivity gains for clinicians, tremendous time savings, tremendous satisfaction and kind of work-life balance and retention impact. I mean, we're already seeing this with our standalone companion version to the MatrixCare core clinical app. And then with it integrated and being able to do all that extra functionality with that last mile checked off, I think it's going to be completely game changer for the industry. And we're really excited to be doing that with you guys, because everything else is going to be have some workarounds or some more difficult challenges that are going to have to be overcome. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And so we're going to be able to come in and we're going to be able to deliver this together and really have a huge impact for all of MatrixCare's customers and any customers that want to join on MatrixCare.
Yeah, and I think the part about it that I like so much is obviously we're going to be, you know, working through a process of deploying this and building it up and continuing to offer more. But you know, the technology piece of it, the way that we're doing it, and Luca, maybe you could talk to this a bit, but the technology side on voice seems to be changing remarkably quickly. And I think the way that we're doing this together is going to allow us to really, you know, have you guys focus on what you're really experts in that voice space and then leverage it with kind of our clinical expertise. I think that's kind of what excites me the most about it, is that it's not just a build and leave version 1.0 sitting there, but being able to, through this partnership, continue to leverage it. So maybe you can share that from your perspective, what you see in the technology space and how quickly it's moving through that voice space.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rob. And one thing that we do is, while we're using voice today, that might not be one of the only areas we address in the future. We're really looking holistically at all the different clinical workflows that exist to identify areas that we can reduce as much of that manual burden and those administrative steps that a clinician has to do in order to complete their documentation. So while today that focus is on being able to answer structured data questions with voice, tomorrow that might look like something different. And I think that's why we're excited about this partnership, because we're able to move so fast with MatrixCare, and we feel like it's going to be a great partnership for us to deliver on our mission of reducing manual documentation.
Yeah, I love the whole concept of Doc Zero. I love whenever we first talked about that. I thought that's spot on and really resonates well. So look, guys, I think this is a great start to helping our audience understand what we're doing together. I couldn't be more excited about it. I'm going to wrap up by saying thank you to both of you for making some time for us today so that we could help our audience understand what we're doing. Welcome you to throw in any last words, but so looking forward to taking this relationship forward again.
Yeah, likewise, Rob, really appreciate you guys, A, hosting us on the podcast, and then B, being a great partner and being excited about the future of technology and how it can really impact clinicians. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that is a testament to MatrixCare as a company, looking for partners like Taleo and looking for technology that's going to enrich the clinicians' lives so they can provide and focus on patient care. That's why we're excited to be partnering with you guys, because it seems like we're both highly aligned in that regard.
Great. Well, again, I'd like to thank the guys from Taleo for joining us. We're going to wrap it up, but thanks everybody for listening in. We'll look forward to the next podcast.
That concludes the latest episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. We have a lot of guests and topics coming up that you won't want to miss, so be sure to subscribe. To learn more about MatrixCare and our solutions and services, visit MatrixCare.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. Be well, and we'll see you next time.